What if I told you the first person to ever play an organ concerto in Taiwan called St. John's in Lancaster her home?
When I was in Taiwan, invited to go back to play the National Concert Hall, with Empire the Breath. And the people say, how do you have that chance? And actually, be honest, a lot of opportunity happened to me. I didn't do anything. So to me, it's a gift from heaven.
Meet Vicky Chang. She teaches several music classes at ECC, conducts the church choir, and can be found every Sunday, playing during St. John's morning service. Churchgoer Gary Rudd says he's one of many who didn't know about all of her talents when she first arrived in 2003.
My brother-in-law Mike was just telling the same story. Basically, he would hear her practice. He was outside here working on and something in the church, and you can just hear her playing wide open and going, filling the church with music. Outside, you can hear it. And it's a pretty amazing level of talent she has that you don't always see when you're just doing a hymn.
Chang ties her life's journey to her faith. While getting her undergraduate degree in Taiwan, the Presbyterian church she attended received something new for the region, a pipe organ.
And they say, hey, Vicky, I was majoring in piano performance. They say, you know how to play keyboard, and you supposed to learn how to play in order to play for church service. So that's why I started to, get to know pipe organ. And I love it.
Eventually, those studies brought her to the U.S. in 1990, where she went from New York City to Cincinnati to Toronto and eventually to Buffalo.
2003, I moved back to USA because why is Buffalo? Buffalo is close to Toronto.
And she didn't become an official U.S. citizen until arriving at St. John's.
I came back to USA as a religious worker. It's kind of my job, right? But for me, I'm seeking not only a job, but also a church home.
Since arriving, she's received international acclaim, not just for her playing, but for her compositions.
Actually, I started composing when I was a teen in Taiwan, but it's only songs, not the organ. But when I was in Cincinnati, that's the time I'm thinking, and I never thought I could compose for the songs, it's easy, it's melody, But for organ, it's totally different stuff.
This piece titled Cloudy Sky is one of several works based off of Taiwanese folk songs that was published after highly regarded organ player Calvert Johnson performed it around the U.S. Chang originally thought people wouldn't be interested in her compositions.
Because I grew up in conservative family, where people, they don't praise your kid. My parents, they're very modest people. So even though when I compose this and people say, oh, you should publish it, I'm thinking, who am I? Nobody is interested in my music. That's how I think.
Chang's works can now be found on multiple CDs and soon multiple books.
I think God wants me to keep us a piano major. Then I will have a chance to study organ and come to USAA. So I'm still fighting the way that God wants me to do. But now it looks like he's calling me to compose more music.
Vicky Chang is a pioneer organ player and composer from Taiwan, and it just so happens she's made Lancaster her home. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.